SBS Radio.
At ngayon naman, makakasama natin ang isa sa mga magtatanghal na kasama sa Sydney Sacred Music Festival at kasama doon ang isang may dugong Pilipino. Siya ay si Eski the MC o si Ian Iskandor. At we're lucky to have him this morning taking part at the next weekend performance. Eski the MC or Ian Iskandor, good morning!
Good morning to you.
Yes, thank you for gracing us this morning. I know you are having some practice.
Yeah, we're in the middle of rehearsals right now with the rest of the band.
Yeah.
It's good.
Sydney's Sacred Music Festival, what's happening on September 3?
So on September 3, myself and the rest of World Collide, which is our band name, are going to be performing on top of Wentworth Street car park. So it's about 8 stories high and 7 different cultures, and we're all going to fuse together our sounds and hopefully get everyone dancing on their feet.
Yeah, why 8 stories high?
I don't know the significance for the number, the 8 number, but
is it,
I think it's just
like,
a really
are you
cool...
at the 8th story of the building?
Oh, we're at the top. We're at the very top car park.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that should be really good and it's going to look really fun.
Yeah. And 7 cultures, aside from you, there are others who come from different cultures?
Yeah, I mean, I can list them now. There's a Celtic singer, a percussionist from Ghana, a guitar player from Uyghur, which is in East Turkestan, I think, or North China. Then we have Coco from India, Victor from Mexico, and then Richard from Croatia.
Yeah. And Ian, or Eski, where do you get your music background?
I've just been influenced by the hip-hop sound, obviously, from the States. But then after, I didn't really get involved with it until I started listening to some of the rappers in the Philippines as well. And that's where my sound comes from. I try to incorporate as much Tagalog as possible, but that comes from, you know, asking my mom or asking my dad if these lyrics sound right, because I can't speak, and I'm actually really trying to learn. But that's where it comes from.
Yeah, that's why we're doing this interview in English, because you can understand a little bit of Tagalog.
A little bit. Yeah, but if you spoke it, the interview might not go so well.
Yeah. But there is effort to study it.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Have you been to the Philippines before?
Yeah, many times. I try to go at least once a year. And every time I actually do go, I've got some cousins there who rap as well, who are involved in the hip-hop culture back at home. So I try to bring my recording studio as well overseas and get them recording,
Oh, so it runs in the family?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. How long have you been doing this?
So I've been rapping since high school, I think. Rap music was really popular back then, in the year 2000. So, around that time.
Yeah. And do you have professional training at all?
Not really. I do have another group aside from World Collide that I rap with. But other than that, no professional training. And then that's the beauty of hip-hop music, is that it just happens on the streets. It's all organic. Mm. There's no real, you know, formal training.
In the Western Sydney, there are a lot of Filipinos, and I think there are some groups doing hip-hop. Are you at all connected with them, or do you engage with them?
I definitely engage with them. I find in hip-hop, the Filipinos are more involved with the dance, more so than the music side. Mm. So in hip-hop, you have, you know, the hip-hop dance, the break dancing, and the Filipinos excel at that particular art form. And then there's a small group of us that do the music as well. But yeah, I'm connected with them as well.
Maybe you can do the music for them and they can dance.
Exactly.
Yeah. After the Sydney Sacred Music Festival, what else are you doing upcoming?
So hopefully after this, I get working on my mixtape. So I'm trying to release like an EP of like 6 tracks. after this project ends. So, yeah.
Oh, wow. Hopefully we can hear one of those or definitely. Maybe all of them.
That would be, you know, definitely awesome. I would love to play it on the radio station.
And maybe we can have you here live at the studio.
Yeah, would love that.
Yeah, and we look forward to that. Again, invite our listeners to the Worlds Collide Sydney Sacred Music Festival.
Yes. So, yeah, for everyone listening, please come down 3rd of September. It's at 7 p.m., Level 8, Wentworth Street Car Park.
Thank you very much, Ian Iskandor, SKDMC, and good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
SBS Filipino. Sa radio, online at mobile.